Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we are joined by Representative Greg Hartzell to talk about this year's legislative session. First off, Representative Hartzell, I guess, what's been going on at the State House? What do the people around the area need to know about, and what have you been working on as of late?
Certainly. Well, thank you, Andrew. Appreciate the opportunity. We've just been working on a lot of the bills that survived the funnel date, so we're working on our whole list that's on the calendar and getting them passed on the House floor and over to the Senate so that they can deal with them and get them through their funnel that's coming up in a few more weeks as well. And so some of the bills that we've been working on as far as some of the more high-profile ones is addressing the needs of rural schools. The Senate file 455 is giving additional funding to address the unequal transportation costs, because some school districts spend as little as $100 per student to get the students to the classroom, and some spend as much as $1,000 per student. So this bill provides as much, you know, provides funding so that more of our funding that we allocate for classroom usage is actually spent on the classroom. And so this bill, by passing this bill, it makes sure that the maximum transportation costs for districts is no more than $432 per student. So that's one bill that we've had. The second one, dealing with the 21st century crimes, has been in the news, especially with what are called card skimmers. And where more and more people are moving away from buying goods and services with cash, criminals are finding new innovative ways to steal people's money by putting these card skimmers wherever, you know, you read your credit card, like at a gas pump or an ATM or any other type of credit card reader. So we passed House File 2199. And, that makes sure that criminals that have these type of devices are penalized appropriately and try to deter any of that activity. So that's just a couple of the big ones. Another one was dealing with direct primary care. One of the issues that we've been hearing a lot of is what states can do to address the rising cost of health care, especially in the wake of the passage of what was called the Affordable Health Care Act. And so the direct primary care provides an opportunity for patients and health providers to enter into a direct primary care agreement that allows a patient and their family to provide a preventative and curative health care solution that's stipulated in the agreement. This is another one of those innovative emerging health care delivery options that other states have been experimenting with, and especially with individuals with a high deductible health care plan. And the bill that we passed was House File 2356, and it was modeled largely from what was recently passed in Nebraska. So those are just some of the highlights that we've had just this past week.
Another big thing right now is the budget and tax reforms. Just kind of explain what's going on right now for tax reform. I know that it's been a big issue at the State House over the last couple of months, and where you stand and where do you think the legislature stands currently on tax reform?
Well, certainly, and that's been something that was highlighted by the governor in her condition of the state address, was a tax reform package. Now, I think everyone has the idea that that Iowans deserve a tax code that is simpler, fairer, and more competitive. And so the governor had a plan in her plan that she released, reduces the number of tax brackets, it significantly lowers tax rates, it, you know, raises the standard deduction and includes safeguards to protect budget sustainability. Those are going off of what the governor had proposed. I think that's where the House is using their starting point. Now, the Senate released a plan late this week that we quite frankly haven't had a chance to look at all of it, but we're certainly not going to pass any type of tax cut without understanding what is all in the bill, and we're not going to rush through the process on the House side. If I can't speak for the Senate side, but on the House side, we're not going to go anything, you know, we're not going to do anything in a rushed manner. So I think right now the idea is we've got the House plan, which looks very similar to what the governor proposed. We've got the Senate plan, and those discussions are underway right now between our respective Ways and Means committees, and we'll just see what comes out as the final product.
Like you said, it's very preliminary. Nothing's been decided yet, but just your first look at the tax bill, what does that mean for residents of Marion County so far?
I think the main thing is that we want to provide something that gives significant and immediate relief to middle-class Iowans. I mean, that's, you know, the last time that our tax code was updated, Hayden Fry was still the head football coach at the University of Iowa. The movie Titanic was number one at the box office, and it was released on a two VHS box set, and Seinfeld was in its final season on television. And so, I mean, you look at how long it's been since we've updated our very complex tax code. It's been a while, and so that's why we're taking a look at it now while we have the opportunity, and with the main shift being on focusing on relief to middle-class Iowans.
Thanks to Representative Greg Hartzell for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.